Every entrepreneur has been there.
Growing pains,
obstacles make you
growth
stronger.
Gains.
It's the challenges that cause us to level up.
I'm your host, Alicia Dominico.
I think a lot of that panic and that get out the steak knives and go hunt and kill and get the slab of meat, that old sales mentality was because the opportunity would be gone. You'd forget about it, or they'd forget about it. Well, in HubSpot, it's all just simmering there. I'm Alicia Dominico, Tangible Words CEO and co-founder.
And hi, I'm Michelle Sampson, a producer on season 3 of the Company Growth Podcast. We're doing something a bit different for this episode. I'm taking over the host seat and we're putting Alicia on the other side of the table.
What are people coming on to this show to learn about? What do they need to know?
Well, basically, if you're a B2B company looking at HubSpot but need a little bit more reassurance before taking the plunge, this episode is for you. Let's kick things off with a question about Tangible Words. All of our clients use HubSpot, whether they start that way or not. How long has Tangible Words been using HubSpot?
We started using HubSpot at the same time that we started selling it, or actually probably we set ours up for the first 3 months before we sold it. I think it was 2017, mid-year. We'd been investigating it for a while, though. I remember when we first started the company in 2009 in Australia, and we were a copywriting house back then. We knew about HubSpot, and we were getting emails from HubSpot, and we were downloading content offers from HubSpot. So we were a long, slow burn for us to become an agency and start using HubSpot ourselves. And at the time, it felt for us as a small agency, it felt like a big leap up to start using HubSpot. It felt like suddenly we were going to be on the hook for a very large annual price tag that we didn't have with anybody else because we were always virtual and remote. So we never had office fees, you know, other than our internet bill, which was kind of shared with personal life. It was a home office. There were no expenses other than our time, which when you're starting up, you kind of don't really value as much as get the company off the ground. So HubSpot was our first big bill. And I think about that, and now, I say this to everybody, and I really mean it sincerely. We could never run our company without HubSpot. It is that much the spine of our business. And, you know, initially you're like, well, what do I want to invest in this thing? And then I'm going to rip it out, and I'm going to lose all that money, and I'm going to lose all that data. There is no way we would ever not have HubSpot to run Tangible Words.
So that's a big endorsement all on its own right there. And you know, now not only have you learned how to use HubSpot and figured out how integral it is to our operations, you're helping other companies figure out how integral it can be to their operations as well.
Correct. I mean, you know, there's two things. Asana and HubSpot are two softwares that are our office. They are, you know, they're our place where we work. That is where we meet up as a team and with our customers to work is Asana, and to manage projects, to do the delivery. And HubSpot is our place where we meet up with our prospects and bring them in and manage them and stay connected as people learn more about us and come into our web of trust to come to believe in us. Those are two critical functions, right? You've got your marketing, bring them in, attract them, and your engagement, and then delighting them. All of that relationship management is managed and run with a lot of automations inside of HubSpot that allows our team to scale. And then Asana, we're helping other people develop both of those softwares, to be honest, because they're so integral to how you can manage your business, particularly when COVID hit. I did so many workshops with clients showing them how they could manage their employees in a remote environment with Asana, just helping them out. So I think I guess what I love about what I get to do is that we're always creating relief and profitability for other customers at Tangible Words. And it doesn't really matter what that looks like. If we know of a tool that's really helped us find relief and profitability, we share it willingly. You know, we're a teachers at heart. Vicky and I started the company as ex-teachers, and we just love sharing the stuff that we found that has really helped us. Whether it's a good book or a good, great software, we do that. And HubSpot has been key for our growth.
Let's take it back to a very basic question for, you know, that company that is listening and thinking, should I get this or not? Why does a company need a CRM at all at a very basic level?
But, you know, it's interesting because you could say, why does anybody need to send emails to their customers, right? And that was something that we went through back in the days of when everyone was using MailChimp and Constant Contact. And I feel like in my world anyway, people aren't really using those softwares as much anymore because they don't have the CRM. We started out that way, helping our clients with MailChimp and Constant Contact, and we stepped away from those softwares and into HubSpot because we used to set up MailChimp and Constant Contact for our customers, but we would send these emails out, right? And we'd say, guys, look, you know, you've got all these customers who are opening up your emails, and we try to get the sales team to follow up, and we say, all you have to do is go and see who followed up and who opened your emails or who clicked. And then you have your sales call list. And we'd say, go and now you can go and call those people and make sure they found all the information they needed, help them and get them to your event, as an example. Well, they would go to try to do that and there would be no phone numbers. They would have no information about what they clicked on, what they already knew about them, who else in the organization had maybe already talked to this person, what that person had bought from them before. And it was too hard. And the sales teams wouldn't do it. And that created such a pain point, and we never felt like we could really help them grow and get to that level of profitability to use those insights about who's interacting with your marketing until we had HubSpot. And because HubSpot gives you that CRM, that customer relationship, tells you all of those things in a view. You can look at one contact record or one company record and know who all the players are, know who on your team is involved. If you have a large team across a or lots of locations, this is critically important. But even just to help your future self to know, what am I doing with this person? What interactions have we already had? Have I ever emailed them before? That's something I look up all the time in HubSpot. I'm like, what have I done? Have I ever emailed this person before? What did we talk about? And a lot of that time, that personalization of that back and forth conversation that builds relationships and strengthens relationships, it's in an email. So I don't want to go searching through my email to read all those things. I just go into HubSpot. I can see what forms they've downloaded, what web pages they've been onto, what deals they've closed with us in the past, how long ago that was. All of these things are critically important to me as a salesperson as I pick up the phone to call them to try to help them that day.
And you might be looking through their contact record for something and notice something else that is automatically getting recorded that you might have forgotten about.
You can leave money on the table if you don't see the full perspective. We can take care of people better because we have more information about them, and we can nurture that relationship and be comfortable with a slow burn. I mean, that old sales mentality was because the opportunity would be gone. You'd forget about it or they'd forget about it. Well, in HubSpot, it's all just simmering there. So as soon as it's ready, you can find the data as you need it and use it to help people instead of feeling like you have to use it to get, you know, a contractual signature. That's just not how we operate. And we really choose to do that because we have HubSpot in our organization.
Absolutely. And, you know, let's say there's somebody out there who's like, digging through my email. I've got my emails organized. Like, I don't mind digging through. For them, I'd like to take a few minutes to talk about the opportunities in being able to see lots of contact data all in one place through dashboards and through views and things like that. Can you talk about the value of a CRM like HubSpot from that perspective?
Yeah. I mean, if you feel like you could just go into your email and dig out that information, email is just one slice of the pie. Being able to see which pages they visited that they're reading about, that they're hungry for, is very informative additionally, and which content they felt was so important that they needed to learn that they downloaded a form for or where they first converted. What I actually even try to do with my customers, and we're doing this more and more at Tangible Words, is to design the process of how the lead should come in. So since inception with Tangible Words, we've done personas, and very shortly after that, we started doing buyer's journey maps and looking at the conversion points along a buyer's journey and trying to give them content at every stage of their journey so that when they're hungry for, you know, when they're just learning about you and they're not really articulating the problem internally, they have content for that. And when they've really articulated the problem and they're looking for solutions, they have content for that. So we've done that forever. However, what we have found is that you go to send an email later on, and a lot of our clients didn't have the data to segment the content to the person. So now we do these lead management flow process maps where we can really think about the data that the marketing team should collect along the way. So instead of just asking name, email, role, which is how forms traditionally were and how we always did them, with tangible words. Now we think about those progressive fields that you might want to collect of data along the way to paint a bigger picture for the sales team or the customer service team or even the marketing team so that you can have better segmentation and so that you're not asking self-serving questions. So I spend a lot of time with my clients thinking about all those freemium products they could do, things they could offer to help. At Tangible Words, you can come on our podcast. That's a free offer with a free cross-marketing campaign that we can do to help companies grow. We also have a search project that we'll do to look at you and data on you versus your competitors. Those are freemium products to allow us to start a helpful conversation with people. And even if they don't work with us afterwards, everybody leaves that conversation in better shape.
I wanted to talk about automations. This is an interesting opportunity to kind of talk about how automations can also be helpful and don't also have to be like that push, annoying your customer. So can you start maybe with a little bit about what HubSpot can do in terms of automations and how those automations can be helpful to your customer?
Yeah, I mean, it's so timely. Yesterday, I was on a call with a client and they're like, we don't want to send any automations. The only automation we would ever be comfortable with sending is a thank you for filling out the form. And I was like, look, I totally get that. And I am not going to push you for that. But as we start to develop that map of the lead management flow of what content is possible and how we would nurture them and how we could make sure that we don't forget about them and that we collect the right data, then automations become possible as a conversation that you could have. So you can start off by saying no automations. But let's talk about the types of automations that could really help you grow. So let's say you have, this is something that a lot of people I think have really undervalued about HubSpot Service Pro Hub. You can have an onboarding ticketing pipeline. And that ticket of managed HubSpot, you could take that tool and apply it to your onboarding process so that you do what Joey Coleman talks about in another podcast of looking at really managing that relationship of that first 100 days with that new client so that you make sure that you do all the things that would allow you to retain them long term by taking really good care of them. So we have used HubSpot Service Pro in a couple of ways for ticketing pipelines so that we can say, here comes a new customer. And this is one of the automations that's really exciting. If you track your deal along a deal pipeline, which is different to a ticketing pipeline, and as soon as the deal gets to closed one, we have an automation at Tangible Words that as soon as the deal goes to closed one, it opens up a new ticket and assigns it to our invoicing department so that they can send the invoice and all of that welcome material gets kicked off as a second step or before that step. So that's something that used to cause us a lot of panic. You know, it would be like you'd close a deal, you'd be so busy getting right away into the operations and setting up the kickoff call. That takes a lot of energy to get that all organized. And then as soon as I'm busy and I say closed one on a deal, because I'm the salesperson, I close one that deal, it kicks off an automation that automatically tells the invoicing department to send an invoice. The invoicing department sees that on that record. They can see the company address and all the things that they want to know. They can also see the quote that I sent them for the name of the invoice and the products that we sold them to put into the invoice. That used to take a lot of communication, and now it's a one-step automation that solves all of that that used to cause a lot of back and forth. We don't have that problem anymore, and that's one of those automations that can just make your life easier that isn't actually anything to do with your customers seeing it at all.
Yeah, that's such a great example. How about we get into another example for, say, marketing?
One of the things that I think marketing can fail at is not repurposing your good stuff that you've made over again and using it for different things. So you'll spend a lot of time making a brochure or making a landing page or for one event, right? And usually those things are like, get them done at the last minute. We finally got it live. Nobody ever talked to me about it again at the marketing department because it was such a big push to get it out the door. And then, you know, the event happens and let's say you get a few signups or whatever, but you never really go back to assess that thing that you made that you put all this time and stress into. And so at Tangible Words, what we love to do is look at all of those heavy lifts. Like when we first start off with a client, we always do a content audit to find all of those things that you made that maybe didn't even perform well, but to look at how we can leverage them. And after we've done our first month with the client, we'll do our first campaign. And that net new campaign might be a repurposing of that really great tool and driving more traffic to it, because maybe the reason why it didn't do super well was just not enough people saw it. And that's a very reasonable thing to have. But what we can do with that is then automate it, so it's always running in the background using an email automation. And this is a very simple, your most straight up example of HubSpot automation is to have a marketing email series. So you can take that content, repurpose it, and this is what we'll do, and we'll build out a workflow so that anybody who comes in and opts in can automatically receive those helpful things that you made that were awesome and that just didn't get enough traffic. So let's have an automation running so that we know that those things are always in circulation. That's your most straight up example of a HubSpot automation in marketing. But what a lot of people don't realize about HubSpot is that your automations, like what you're using in workflows, could actually be there to trigger those CRM fields to update too. So we do a lot of work on this at the same time that we're doing a marketing pro. We can often do a lot of CRM cleanup at the same time for a client, where we'll say, make an automation that says, if this property is X, update this property to Y, or this other property to Y. So those are some really helpful ones too, because that can change what information they receive from you, or it can change who in your team is alerted to what's been happening. Those are all automations that you can use on the marketing side.
All right, so let's take it up and talk about the different hubs that are available within HubSpot. Yeah, that's what HubSpot's all about, is these hubs and making it really an all-in-one platform. So we've got Marketing Hub, Sales Hub, and Service Hub, which you can purchase separately, or you can get any combination of them. Let's just go through quickly and talk about what those are. So I think Marketing Hub is one of the very common popular ones. So what is Marketing Hub all about from your perspective?
So Marketing Hub is all about taking all of your marketing channels and putting it in one spot. Ads, right? You're usually managing that in a separate tool. With HubSpot, you can see how an ad comes in and participates as part of a campaign to close money. And that's really the mic drop moment of Marketing Pro. The Marketing Hub is being able to see how your deals are and your net new leads are created from marketing efforts. So you're taking all of those channels that you used to have to, what we call Frankenspot, and there's a really good article by HubSpot about adding up the cost of Frankenspotting versus HubSpotting, where you have multiple tools versus an all-in-one tool. And you can basically have your ads, your blog, your social, your emails, your landing pages, all of that, all of those are different channels. And if you don't have HubSpot, you're managing them in separate places. But if you have HubSpot, you can see how all of those things contribute to a campaign overall and how they brought in net new leads for true lead generation, so new people in your CRM, and how they helped you close money. And so, you know, how much money did you make off of that effort to do those ads at the same time? Because you're not often just sending an email and hoping an email is going to bring you in money. You shouldn't be. You're probably doing a multi-channel approach on one concept or one campaign. And you're able to unify all of those things in the Marketing Hub.
Mm-hmm. And you can use HubSpot to schedule everything ahead as well. Like, you don't need to use another software for scheduling all your social posts and whatever. Like, that can also be done within HubSpot. So literally everything can be in that one spot.
Correct.
But yeah, so jumping over to Sales Hub now.
Sales Hub is all about the sales team having access to sales enablement tools, sales reporting, to see how their emails are performing, to allow them to automate some of their tasks. It's really hard as a salesperson, we talk about this in the David Winehouse episode this season, it's really hard as a salesperson to remember where you're at in every relationship. Like, what stage of your sales process are they at? And if you're trying to hit your numbers and to actively close the amount of deals and make your quota, like salespeople pretty much always are, it's very easy to lose time switching hats between all those different roles and all those different places where people are. So you need to be able to say, okay, everybody who's at like a stage three, I say the same thing to them, and I would be a lot faster if I just keep that hat on of stage three and the script that I'm saying to them, and I just make my list and make my calls, and I'm saying the same thing over and over again. You're there, you know what you're looking for, you know what you're listening for, you know what you're saying. People take a lot of comfort in that sort of stability of their effort. Whereas if you're switching between hat number one, hat number two, hat number three, and all these people who are in and out, your brain is constantly having to be like, oh, what am I saying to this person again? And don't jump ahead. They haven't heard that before. It's very difficult to be that person in that role, and it's much less efficient. So with Sales Hub, you can use things like sequences that allow you to keep track of where they're at in those stages, and it allows you to automate some of your stages for yourself and to keep track. So you can say, I want to send them two emails and then I want to make a phone call. That's a great sequence to make. So it's like two emails go out, right? You can schedule them over time so you're not sending them on the same day, which is what you had to do before you had scheduling software. You'd be like, I'm going to send this now, and then I'm going to have to remember at the end of the day I'm sending it at 4 p.m., right? And then people were like, I didn't even see your, like, 9 a.m. email address. Why are you emailing me on the same, you know, email? Why are you emailing me on the same day? So that ability to scale effort and to set and forget is possible with Sales Hub. And that's on the sequencing tool. And I love it. I think it's great. And then, of course, there's all kinds of tools and reporting side in Sales Hub that allow you to see, like, what's my deal push rate? How often are my reps like moving the close date? Because maybe we aren't very good at making sure people close within the month to hit our quota. Right. And that can create, like, time is money, they say, but that can create a lot of lost revenue over the course of your fiscal year because you're not closing dates, you're not closing deals in time. There's also things like deal velocity, deal waterfalls, forecasting. All of that becomes possible to really align your team to what's working and what's not, and giving you insight on how you're working inside of your HubSpot that you might not have thought to look for. But I love setting up those reports and being like, this is interesting. Like, look at how this is functioning in your team. All of that is possible with the Sales Hub to find out what's working, what's not amongst the sales team.
All right. And our third hub is a relatively new one, right?
It's been around, I'm going to say like 4 years, maybe more. But they've revamped it. And as of May 2nd, it is getting some new features like customer portal that are going to be really exciting to see the application of. And I'm starting to play around with them already so that we can show customers what the opportunity is. But Service Hub, in the same way that I've explained, Marketing Hub is for the marketing team and Sales Hub is for the sales team, Marketing Hub is for the customer service team and the operations team if you're using that onboarding ticketing pipeline concept. So it's really for delivery operations. How are we doing? I have one client who used it for like their shipping pipeline. Like, how are we getting, how cleanly are we getting product out the door from deal closed one to sending it out? How are we managing that shipping, like packaging it and then getting it out the door? So that operations side can work in there too. And it also allows that sequences tool so that you can automate parts of your CSM role so that you can say, oh, I have to follow up with this person or I have to send them these training videos as I onboard them. You can turn that into a sequence, two emails, phone call, or however you want it to look, seven emails, no phone call, whatever it needs to be. You can kind of schedule those things out. The other beauty of Service Hub, and this is why I think it's so undervalued, is it gives you the surveying tool, which includes custom surveys. So you can constantly be asking your customers for their satisfaction levels, their NPS, their net promoter scores, and then anything custom that you need. You could put those links custom to your email. So your team, you know, you can gauge how people are interacting with your teams and their email signature. They can fill that in to say, I really love working with Michelle, right? And give it like that happy face or that top score, 5-star review. However you want to set it up. And then there's also the knowledge base that you can build out of self-help articles. HubSpot does an amazing job with their knowledge base where you can type any question in the world plus the word HubSpot and you'll find out the how to do something. And we have a similar function at Tangible Words that we've been building out and about the application of HubSpot tools. And then the third thing is the ticketing function and the ability to automate tasks and tickets between your team and who receives it or who should get the notification or reassign it to this person now at this step. All of those automations are brilliant as part of the Service Hub. But I should say there's actually two more hubs that HubSpot has. I mean, we're including the CRM is at the core of all of these, but they also have the CMS, which has the CRM, by the way, was ranked as number one CRM by G2. So that's a really big announcement that the CRM is a best in class CRM. And the CRM is actually forever free. People can just get the CRM. If you don't want the automations, you can start to seed and grow with HubSpot that way. But the CMS hub is a direct competitor with WordPress, and it has outranked WordPress on G2 Crowd as well, of being able to see like your website now being built inside of HubSpot tools. And they have some really cool things. Like I was in another call yesterday where someone was saying, we're worried about our website serving two different audiences that are kind of like in competition with each other. Well, that's the beauty of HubSpot CMS. You used to have to like really have different websites for different audiences potentially if they were, you know, in competition. But now you can put all those people that you know on a list and they see a different version of the website. It's called dynamic content with HubSpot, and they can see a different website than other people and interact with it based on being, you know, already in your CRM and able to target them with different information.
All right, that was a really great overview. So I just want to close out with what would you say is like your single most favorite thing that you can do in HubSpot?
Oh my God, I love the task queues. I love the onboarding ticketing pipeline. I love the surveys. I've talked about a lot of my favorite things. I've got one. One thing that I know stresses teams out is that ability to campaign plan. And last year, HubSpot released marketing tasks. The relationship of HubSpot and project management tools has always been kind of, I'm going to say, tenuous. HubSpot has their own projects tool that is really undervalued, and so much so that they sort of parked it in a different part of the hub. But they do have like that project management tool, and some of the projects that they've built out are actually quite good with detailed links to how to do something. So last year they released marketing tasks. And one thing a lot of people don't know about is the campaign calendar inside of HubSpot. And this is your ability. I wouldn't say that you start your project there, because I think there's so many steps to content review. You really do need a project management tool. Even if you're just using the HubSpot projects one, you need to see all of those steps in a template and follow that in a cycle or in a way that you can repeat in-house to grow your content. But what is really cool about HubSpot is that you can load up that campaign calendar with all of the things that you know are scheduled and ready to go. So if anybody says, where are we at with the X campaign, you can show them on a calendar, and you can even segment that to say, there's this many blogs, we have ads running at this time and on these days, social posts going out here, emails here. That 30,000 foot view of what's happening and what's going out in communication to your different channels is really, really helpful. And I don't think it's valued enough.
For more information on HubSpot, visit HubSpot.com. Find more episodes of the Company Growth Podcast on YouTube or at anchor.fm/Company Growth Podcast or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you've got a company growth story you'd like to share, reach out to Tangible Words. We'd love to hear your story and use it to inspire others to beat their own company growing pains. Until next time, thank you for listening to the Company Growth Podcast.